The Hornets announcer is like my favorite announcer of all time.
Yeah, the Hornets
announcer is awesome. Yeah. He's hum diddly dee.
Yeah, he goes wild.
I love that guy. Yeah.
He brings energy to the broadcast
for sure. The Hornets announcer is awesome. His name is Eric Collins. Yeah. Yes. Shout out Eric Collins, man.
Yeah, we're pro Eric Collins on the step back.
Eric Collins brings the energy. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, bro. Yeah, let's jump into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Step Back. Thanks again for following along with us. We got another cool episode for you right here. Let's jump into it. What up, Pat?
What's good, bro? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Long time no see, huh?
Yes.
I've been watching some hoops.
Yeah, same, dude. A lot of hoops recently.
Yeah,
a lot of good hoop.
Yeah, dude. We got some stories to get into. The playoffs are shaping up here. What do you want to talk about? Dude, I guess first we should pay some respect to Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal and the Washington Wizards, dude. I think it's about that time.
It's agonizing.
It's about that time. It's about that time, man.
Dude, here's my thing, man.
All right, so real quick.
Go ahead.
So they've won 8 straight.
Okay.
It's their longest streak in, ready? 20 years.
Who was their starting shooting guard last time that happened?
In 2001, Michael Jordan. This guy.
Yeah.
This guy right here. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've won 8 straight. Like I said, shout out them. That's the longest streak since 2001. They're 9-1 in their last 10. They've won 11 straight where Bradley Beal has played.
That's interesting.
What do you think? What do you got? I think they're
very
10
interesting.
Seed. They're in the 10.
Yeah.
The Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Very interesting.
So funny. Yeah, dude. What do you got? What do you got for me?
So, I don't know, man.
They're trying to push their way into a play-in.
Yeah, totally. Which is exactly what should have happened. I mean, at the beginning of the year, we were like, dude, Westbrook should. I mean, if we're holding Curry to this, you know, where he's got to take a team to the finals, Westbrook's got to be in the same.
And he usually has. He's usually by himself been able to take a team at least to the playoffs.
Yeah, dude.
Which is what we expect out of that level guy.
Absolutely. If you're making 30, 40 million, you should at least take your team
go
to
go give me that 8 seed. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I mean, they got a bunch of weird guys out there. Gafford has played really good for them recently.
Told you that.
He's called that one. He's a rim protector. He gets all the...
Troy Brown deal. I said, ooh, I like Troy Brown, but Gafford is awesome.
So hear me out on this Westbrook thing. So obviously we talk about Westbrook a lot on this podcast, but he kind of falls in that same category as like guys like LeBron who just gets these guys paid.
Guys around him.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've talked about that a little bit before. Steven Adams and
Andre
stuff.
Roberson got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So, but dude, look at...
Andre Roberson started in an NBA Finals.
Yeah, bro. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, dude... Gafford's going to be one of those guys. Where
probably. I mean, hey, Gafford was playing nice without him. Gafford was playing nice his final days in Chicago.
Totally.
He was playing. I was talking to you about him. I was saying, man, you got to watch this Gafford guy. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's a freak athlete. He goes and blocks shots and stuff. But, dude, it's all about, like, do you think he's a part of their plans, Westbrook, for the Wizards? Like, if they're the 8 seed, do they really run this back?
No, their plans is like Denny and... Gafford and
Denny has shattered his kneecap per year.
Their plans need to be like a restart, you know, like a rebuild.
Right.
That means, hey, that's not bad. That means you have 2 all-star level players you're sitting on that you can go
for
something.
But I'm saying also, like, as basketball fans, we're going to look at the season as a failure for the Wizards, right?
I mean
they're
going to
be
an eighth
seed and they're going to lose, right? But whatever.
They had a lot of things going.
Yeah, but if you work in the Wizards front office, if you're...
Russell Westbrook is going to average another triple-double this year. This is 5 straight years. If you take the entire sample size of the last 5 seasons, he will have averaged a triple-double over that entire window. It's incredible, man.
Dude, absolutely. And, you know, this 8 seed, you know, the Hornets keep falling further and further until LaMelo Ball comes
back.
Desperately. Desperately need him back. They had a big win last night afternoon. They beat Boston without LaMelo. Dude, another weird loss for Boston. But before I go into that, dude, I want to stay on the Wizards because it's like, dude, they're the 8 seed, man. And if the Hornets fall out and the Wizards can somehow
the Hornets
find
are the 8 seed.
Right, that's what I meant.
The Wizards are 10.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So if the
Trying
Wizards
to push their way in, but 10 gets a play-in game, right?
Right.
And so, I don't know if you want to see Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal in a one-game winner go home situation.
Yeah, that's
that might be tough.
Yeah,
they might beat you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know? Dude. That's not what you want. Yeah. And the other thing, dude, is it's like, dude, if you're a part of the Wizards front office, though, you're a member of the Wizards organization, you're in their front office, right? At the end of the night, you're going home, you're like, dude, screw everything else. We made the playoffs. We're a playoff team.
Yeah.
Why? And I understand, man, Westbrook's been on 3 teams in 3 years. So it's like,
I know.
It's like, dude, what do you do?
He just kind of does his thing. Yeah, he's just going to be, maybe Russell Westbrook is just, you know, maybe he just does his thing and he just gets triple doubles.
But what I'm saying is, do you bring him back?
No. Not. You're just delaying the inevitable, which is the ultimate restart.
Okay, so you have to move him. You're gonna have to move him.
They won't be able to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They won't be able.
So it's like you're gonna have to hang on to him because then you're gonna try and do exactly what Houston tried to do. Houston got lucky and they ended up getting John Wall out of it. So and really OKC got lucky too. And you know they got Chris Paul out of it. So it's like, dude, I don't know, man. Westbrook, it's like, I don't even know what his value is going to be this offseason, especially if he takes another team to the playoffs. It's like, oh, man, I don't know. So, I don't know. I think the Wizards are kind
of... He's got a couple of years left, man. He's not
that's what
free
I'm saying.
Until... He's got 3 more years left.
That's what I'm saying.
That last year, he's got $47 million. He'll opt in, obviously. He's got a player opt in that last year. Like, man, bro. That's tough.
Yeah, man. And Beal is second in the league in scoring. So, I mean, yeah, they could... Why can't they get in? You know, I mean, I think that they're probably.
What's funny is like they flip Wall and Russ, and they kind of did the same thing, right?
Yeah,
like they kind of both just carry no impact. Like right now, didn't they just shut John Wall down today?
Yeah, he has a quad injuries out for the year.
Out for the year, yeah, right? So like they're just gonna fully tank. They've won 15 games, so like. Yeah. Fine.
It's over.
John Wall was playing good the other night, 30 something and 12 or something. Fine. Shut him down. No more of that.
Yeah.
We don't need any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut that guy down.
We need to lose as many games as we possibly
can. Yeah. You don't need to be doing that because, like, he's out there trying to rehabilitate his image and his, like, game. And, you know, like, he's trying to go score buckets and hoop people up and do 360 layups. Like, and Houston's like, stop. No more of that. So they shut him down. It's like, it's kind of like the same thing. You're kind of in the same boat. You have Beal kind of carrying the impact probably.
Right.
That's not true. I mean, Russ always drags teams to the playoffs. I guess I don't know, man.
That's what we were saying last week, bro. It's like,
it's a tough spot.
Beal has got to step up. Beal is supposed to be the guy. Beal is supposed to be one of those guys been in playoff series.
It's a dumpster fire of a situation, though. They can't really, like, win. They're not going to win yet.
Westbrook is the reason why they're not going to win.
Sort of. They weren't winning. It's the same thing they had last year with Wall. And the year and all the years that John Wall has been there, they're like the same team. They're like trying to grab a low seed.
Yeah, but I mean, gun to my head, I'm taking Westbrook over Wall.
Yeah, I mean, same.
Because he's taking your team at least to the playoffs.
Yeah,
like Wall's
yeah.
probably on the worst team in the NBA. So it's like, dude,
this was supposed to be a positive Wizards clip where we come and show
gone
appreciation. This has gone so far south so fast.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Because it's like, dude, I don't like Scott Brooks. I don't like Westbrook. I like Beal, really like how he does the way he scores and the way his
bag is as deep as any player's bag.
Exactly. And I know we've said that
he's
all
got
the time.
Half spin into the step back. He does all the coolest moves.
Dude, yeah, separation.
Chained up moves. Yeah, combos.
Yeah, nasty. But it's like, dude, it's just impact. It's like, dude, 32 is awesome, but doesn't mean anything if you guys aren't winning. So, I mean, now they're winning, but they're going to sneak in and just get smacked by the Nets. So,
I know, and it's wild.
Even if they do get in.
But like I said, man, I would like to see them get like a 9 seed so they can get in a
I'll
one
watch them in
game
the playoff. Yeah.
In a play-in. It's one game. Like, you're telling me Russell Westbrook? Is there... If I came up to you on a random Tuesday and was like, hey, Pat, what's going on, man? Who in one game will give it more? Who can give it their all in one game the most out of anyone in the NBA? Who you got?
Yeah, probably Westbrook, but I'm also going to tell you, oh, you mean Westbrook's going to turn the ball over eight times in the final 2 minutes?
Right, maybe, maybe. Yeah. But, hey, you never know. Like, it's going to be you. It's box office. You want to watch that.
Yeah, man.
He's going to be chirping at someone, and they're going to be clapping in each other's faces, and it's going to be, you know, I'll watch that. I would like to see them get a play-in.
So, the way the play-in game works, right, because this play-in thing has been super kind of, I don't know. It's been kind of disputed, but I mean, we saw the report today that was kind of like,
oh, they said they were going to make it permanent.
Yeah, right. Okay. The NBA is pretty confident that the owners are all going to vote. All right.
So how does it work? Can you break it down?
So, all right. So the final, the six teams are locked. 1 through 6 are locked.
Uh huh.
If you're 7, 8, 9, or 10, your playoff spot is in question.
So, So 7 and 8 no longer make the playoffs automatically.
If you're 7 and you're Miami like they are right now, and you lose Jimmy right before the playing game, let's say Jimmy, you know, goes down.
Twists an ankle.
Yeah, right. Can't play. And you lose to Charlotte and LaMelo.
It's over.
Charlotte gets the 7 seed. And then the 8 seed is determined between Miami, who lost, and the winner of the 9-10.
Oh, so 9 and 10 is the play-in?
So 9 and 10 play and 7 and 8 play. And the winners get 7 and 8 based off those last two
7
games.
7 and 8 play for one game for 7?
Yes.
Oh.
And 9 and 10 play
for one game for 8?
Yes.
Oh.
So okay. If you're Miami, you lose two straight. You're okay, out of the playoffs.
Hold on. Let me think. So there's a 1 seed is Brooklyn, 2 seed is the Sixers, 3 is the Bucks, 4 is the Knicks, which... Hell yeah, let's go.
Awesome.
Let's
go. Love to see that.
5 is Atlanta. 6 is the Celtics. 7's the Heat. 8's the Hornets, right? 7 is the Heat. 8 is Charlotte. So you're saying the Heat, and if it ended today, the Heat and Charlotte don't necessarily make the playoffs. They play each other in a one-game play-in.
4-7.
That gives you the 7 seed.
Right.
Whoever loses that game, they're out of the playoffs.
No, they have another game. So 7 and 8 play, and then if they lose, if Miami loses, right, Charlotte has the 7 seed.
Mm-hmm.
So the 8 seed is then up, right? So then 9 and 10 have to play each other to see if they're going to get in.
Winner
so the
of
Wizards
9 and 10
beat the Pacers.
Plays 8.
Yes. So okay. The Wizards would play Miami, and then the winner of that game.
So it's like
would
a little round robin.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So it's very, very interesting. And it's like, dude, if you go in the West, it's going to be Portland and Memphis, and then Golden State and San Antonio.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So it's weird. What do you think about it?
I don't know. It's kind of cool. They must have had. They obviously did it for a reason that they said it's permanent. So like. They must have positive feedback on it, positive reviews. It's pretty cool. It probably generates a lot of viewers. What was it last year? It was Memphis and Portland, right?
Right. And Sacramento was in there.
And I bet you a lot of people watch because it's like this is your whole season comes down to this game.
Right.
I bet you that drives a lot of viewers. Like I bet you they got positive feedback because like a lot of people were like, hey, I thought that play-in thing was super exciting.
Right. But if you're 9 or 10 and you lose, your season's over.
Sketchy. Or if you're 8, yeah. Or even if you're 7 and you lose to 8. And then, like you said, you lose again to the winner of 9-10. Like, that's tough. We were just in 7.
Yeah. Well, that's what Dame was last year.
So
Dame
check
won
this
the last
out.
2 games.
Right. I remember. So check this out. If you're, like, 6, like Boston, you are hanging on for dear life. Because
oh
6
my
is
gosh,
a lock.
Yeah.
So check this out. But Boston is 6 at 32 and 29, and Miami's 7 at 32 and 29. So Boston's only 6 because they won the head-to-head matchup. If Miami can get a half game, they can grab that. That's 6 seed.
Is there another world?
6 is a lock, and 7 is not. You have to play 2 more games if, like, at the worst case scenario.
Dude.
Like, man, it's tough. That's tough. That 6-7 line
is
tough,
is there
bro.
A world we...
You need that 6. You need that. It's a lock. You need that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, is there a world we live in where Boston can just straight up just not make the playoffs?
They fall. They drop a couple games. Any of these guys. Like, we've been complaining about the East all year.
If Boston...
And I wanted to talk about this, too, because, like...
Go ahead.
Dude, it's massive for Philly to get this one seed, and they were about to get it. Like, the other day, a couple days ago, I was like, we have to come on the podcast and talk about Doc and Philly and Embiid. Like, we have to just...
Right.
Meanwhile, because I thought that because they'd won a bunch in a row and they were playing awesome, and I'm like, oh, they're gonna grab this one seed right here. That's huge, dude. They really like, man. And then KD comes back, which is horrible timing for Philly. KD just shoots 100% in every game these days.
Yeah.
He did it again the other day.
Eight times.
He did it again the other day. His line was just ridiculous. And coming back from injury, so his minutes are limited.
Came off the bench.
Yeah. What was his line the other day? Here, let me tell you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. KD is just – dude, he's going to – if they can just figure it out for a couple games. I mean,
dude, that battle for the Eastern Conference, those top couple seeds is key, man.
I cannot wait for that.
So KD comes back yesterday in 28 minutes. He's 12 of 21, 2 of 3 from deep. He's got 33 points, 6 boards, 4 dimes, 2 steals, and a block in 28 minutes. So, again, you bump that up to per 36. You're talking about what? 39, 10, 7, 3, and 2?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, what are we talking? This guy can just miss as much time as possible. And he can just get into as many shit-talking battles as possible.
Matter.
Nothing matters.
Yeah.
In fact, it fuels him to play better, it seems like.
Yeah.
The more controversy, the more KD's going to come and twist daggers in you.
Dude, and it's like, dude, the more... Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude, it's like he's... Like you said, man, he's going to go on Twitter and he's going to come in.
And then he's going to talk shit about it after.
Yeah, and he's going to come in your favorite player's building and drop 40 on your favorite player and... It's gonna be over, and there's nothing your favorite player is gonna be able to do about it. And you know, it's tough, man. But I'm gonna tell you, man. Has there been an Eastern Conference series you've been looking forward more to than Brooklyn Philly?
No. But even,
I cannot,
like, dude. The
wait.
Whole East from top to bottom is like not that far apart. We were talking about it earlier how 4 through 10 was a couple of games apart, but now it's like even 4 and 3 are 3 games apart. You know what I mean? So it's.
Yeah, Atlanta keeps winning, and the Knicks keep winning.
All right, so I got a question for you.
Okay.
Tonight. So by the time this comes out, people will know the answer, so you better get it right. You have the Knicks, who've won 9 in a row, their longest streak in 20 years.
Yeah.
Or Phoenix, who's a 2 seed in the West and one of the hottest teams in the NBA. Yes.
Where's it at?
I'll tell you whose building it is in right now. It's in New York. It's in the Garden. Who you got?
Knicks go 10 straight.
The Knicks for 10 straight.
Yeah, the Knicks
call
win
it right here.
Yeah, Knicks win tonight. They go 10 straight. They beat the Phoenix Suns at home, Madison Square Garden, the Mecca. Julius Randle goes for 30, 10, and 5.
And they break their 20-year record of 10 straight wins.
Yeah, but it's
wins.
Also entirely possible that CP comes in there and gives them 22 and 10, and they lose by 50.
22 dimes.
Yeah, 10 and 22.
Dude, I got a bone to pick, man. You know my little loophole bets?
Yeah.
I had one yesterday. I hit. Big.
Okay.
I had Steph for 35 and more than 5 threes.
Easy.
And the over on the scoring. I have Draymond for 12 rebounds and 12 dimes or something.
Oh, nice.
And I had him on the over on the rebounds and
nice.
Over on the assists.
Yeah, nice.
And I had Wiggins, Heald, and Harry Barnes all going for 10. And FanDuel avoided my bet.
Why?
I don't know. I messaged them, and here's the message I got. Dude, because I've been promoting these sketchy loophole bets, but actually I didn't even do it this time. I didn't ring up like Steph Curry for 5, Steph Curry for 4 threes, Steph Curry for 3 threes. I didn't do that. I just hit 5, and I hit on all of them. I should have won a couple thousand yesterday, and I bitched out FanDuel in the DMs. This is what I had. Steph for 35, Wiggins for 10, Harry Barnes for 15, Buddy Hield for 20, Steph 5 threes, Draymond 12 boards, Draymond 12 dimes, Draymond assists over, Draymond rebounds over. I hit on every single thing. And it told me, bet rejected, the price was not valid, with a weird little parentheses thing. And then when I Googled that, it came up a whole thing about a bunch of lawsuits against FanDuel and they pay out. Money. I was like, yeah, give me my winnings, dog.
Yeah, what does that even mean? Why would they void it?
I don't know, dude, but I'm pissed. I'm not happy. So, but tonight, I'm coming back strong. I'm coming for this
God.
Phoenix.
I'm probably losing my mind. You're out here holding a couple grand for me,
I might
bro?
Go over to DraftKings now. Hey, whoever wants to sponsor the pod.
Yeah.
We have no betting sponsorship, so whoever wants to sponsor the pod, that's who I'm rocking
points,
with.
Points, bet, whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever. Someone come call us,
yeah,
dog.
That's who I'm rocking with, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, but yeah, how about the fact that we got some sponsors lined up here is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, dude.
So I don't want to talk about what – like the company's names are yet or drop who they are, but it's cool, man. It's like, it's finally all coming together. We're like, dude, we got this big ass neon sign coming pretty soon here in like a couple of weeks. I don't know, a month or something. It's all coming together, dude. So yeah, thanks everybody for listening as always. Thanks for following along. Follow along on social media. All the handles and all that stuff is in the description under the YouTube video. Make sure you guys are subscribed. But yeah,
really
dude.
Crazy.
So you got the Knicks in the Garden tonight, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Randall, 30, 10, and 5.
That's wild. It's not wild. That's his average. So.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I think the Knicks are on a roll. I mean, we're gonna kind of see what happens here, and we're winding down, man. Yeah. We got like seven or eight games left on the year. It's kind of like we're at the point where we're like, all right, everyone watches the standings every night. It's like, okay, who's moving up? Who's moving out? Who's on the fringe? And you know, it's. It's crazy, and I know we're not really going to talk about Steph. I'm going to avoid talking about Steph today.
I mean, this show is becoming the Steph show.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid that because I feel like a large part of it is due to me just because I watch him every night, and I'm like, dude.
It's fun. But his situation is fun right now.
But what I'm saying is like, dude.
Did you see him yesterday?
Yeah, 37.
He's hitting pull-up, half-court, 38-footers.
Dribbling the ball. Yeah.
Stop. Somebody stop. I saw a tweet last night. My God, bro. Because they played – can somebody stop this guy? They played Sacramento.
Who's guarding Steph at this time? It's like Buddy and Luke Walton sitting on the side.
Bro, I was just going to say.
The ball goes behind half court and Buddy's standing there. And you know,
Steph
Walton's
Curry.
Like, no, get up.
It's unbelievable. So Steph Curry, he went crazy again. That game still comes down to a Harrison Barnes step back three.
I saw a tweet. That's bad.
Okay, dude, exactly. Bad I saw news. A tweet at Big Business on Twitter. This is hysterical. He goes, a Harrison Barnes step back three to win the game, Luke Walton should be working at Burger King. Yeah. Bro, it's the funniest shit of all time. Luke Walton has an NBA job because of Steph Curry. How about a full circle moment? Because Steve Kerr's out, Luke Walton's like, sure, I'll do it. And because Steph Curry's like, it's fine. I'll handle it.
Yeah, I'll run the offense. Yeah.
Not now, chief. I'm in the fucking zone. Chill. I got this one. You wait back for the next one. I'll handle this.
And he got two head coaching jobs. Not one, but two.
LA,
got two jobs.
And he's in California. He's chilling in sunny California. It's not like he got the Minnesota job. Oh. He got like nice jobs.
Yeah,
he's chilling.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. The whole thing is going to be crazy, but it'll be interesting to see how all these things.
Every week with this thing. We'll also take a microphone arm sponsorship. If you guys want
please. But yeah, man, I'm interested to see what happens. Hey, bro, tell me you saw Denzel Valentine pull from 35.
Oh, my God. That's not it. This is not the shot we want. Yeah. Dude, that's so funny. We have to pull that up right now. We have to pull that up.
Should I run it down or should I wait for you to pull it up?
Let me just pull this
up.
You got to we'll put the video in the in the podcast too, so you guys can also
possession game.
All right, here we go.
This is Jimmy Butler time.
Yeah. Jimmy, Jimmy.
They're two all stars.
Bulls have a foul to give. Butler pulls up, missed it badly.
Ooh,
there.
It's a terrible shot by Jimmy.
Less than a minute.
Here we go, Denzel.
No. No.
Oh my goodness, Valentine.
No.
Oh my.
The shot.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, this is the best one.
Shot.
Wait.
No.
Wait.
Wow. I mean,
Oh my God, no.
Steph Curry range right there. Come on.
Not in a two possession game when you work this hard.
Oh, man.
You can get a better
sometimes,
shot.
Bro, but hey, let me say something. Because,
Stacey
like.
King says, wow.
Yeah. They watch the replay. That's after the replay, too. He's like so disappointed.
He can't believe what his eyes have just seen.
Okay. But in his defense, like, I understand. Did you see his comment? He's like, I made a couple earlier. I think I just got lost up in the flow of it. It was a horrible game. Like, I've been there. I know what happened. And he was just, I think he just forgot that he was Denzel Valentine. He's like, oh. Once he shot that, he was probably like, oh, that wasn't even close.
Yeah.
He probably shot that thinking it was totally like, I'm going to drill this.
As soon as he let it go, he's like, that's a bad shot.
Yeah. But as it was like on his fingertips before he released it, he's thinking like, oh, I'm going to drill this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
37-footer in your face on a dribble. I'm just going to step up into it like Kevin Durant does.
Yeah, bro, how about the fact that he grabs the rebound?
That's a KD.
And he doesn't even look. He gets the ball underneath the rim, and he's got one thing in his mind. He's like, dude, I'm straight up pulling this from 30 feet. Yeah, it's awful, horrible, man. They cost them the game. The Bulls suck. LaVine is still out. I don't really understand what is going on.
LaVine's
there,
got COVID, dog.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I know he made a bunch of posts and stuff. Yeah, they suck. But
how
about the
they're
Wendell
like
Carter experience in Orlando?
Yes, dude. Well, how about the Vooch experience in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean,
hey, I said it earlier. I said let's start pointing the eyeballs at Billy Donovan. You were not happy with
it. I'm still not happy with it. I think we could make it a little bit longer with. But listen to these Wendell Carter numbers. 10-13,
this
7
talking about Wendell Carter.
Yeah. 10-13, 17-9, 11-10, 20-9, 19-12, 15-8. I got another 19-12 game on April 3rd, 16-9. It's like, "Damn, man, where was that?" I mean, I guess it's because LaVine's taking all the shots and they all suck.
Well,
but
is it – okay, let me talk to you here. Do you think there's such a thing as, like, guys – coaches working better with certain positions? Because, like, I wanted to talk about that about Embiid. Like,
yes.
Why is it that Embiid all of a sudden becomes an MVP candidate and he's playing notably better, specifically on the low block? He's dominating
right
on the low post.
Right.
Like, is it Doc? Is Vucevic in Orlando and now Wendell in Orlando, is that Steve Clifford? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is there something to that? Do you think specific coaches work better with specific personnel?
Well, I think it depends on the coach. I think, you know, I don't want to be that guy and be like, oh, it's too easy. Like, I don't think it's like that where it's like, oh, all former guards are good coaching guards. Like, I don't think it's like that. You know, I think that, you know, I think Brad Stevens had a little run there where he was helping point guards overproduce in his offense. So
IT.
Yeah, dude, I think that there's something to that too. Terry Rozier was in that, and, you know, Kyrie, obviously.
That's what I've always said about D'Antoni.
Totally, man. And it's like, I think you're onto something. I think that is a good point. But I also think Doc needs more credit. I think people are hesitant to give. Dude, what if Philly goes to the finals? That's totally possible. And now we're, are you retracting everything you said about Doc? What if he takes
if he
his
goes
team
to
the finals?
Yeah. No, I'm not retracting everything, but all I have ever said negatively was that he was been outcoached in multiple playoff series where he was up 3-1, and then he's really gotten a lot out of that 08 championship, more than any coach ever. That's all I've ever said, is that he really milked it, which I stand by all of that. I still think he's a good coach, man. Would I be surprised if he took this team to the finals? Not really. I don't believe in Brooklyn. I've been screaming that from the mountaintops for months now. No, man, they got an awesome team. Embiid is unstoppable. I mean, he's just something else, man. He's like an old school big mixed with a new school big. He's a 290-pound, 7-foot guy, big, old school.
That's unstoppable.
Who can operate on the block, old school, with all the moves in the world. And he can hit step-back jumpers from 28 feet out and cross people over. It makes no sense.
Yeah, totally.
The guy's unbelievable, dude.
Yeah, no.
So I would not be – and Doc has unlocked him further. That's no secret. You know what I mean? He's somehow unlocked his game even more. I would not be that surprised. But, yeah, like, all right, so then is it possible that Steve Clifford is good at running NBA offenses center or with good bigs, and he can get a lot, and he can make bigs overproduce? And is it possible that Billy Donovan he's never ran an NBA team where his big is his guy or one of his guys?
Well, I don't know, man. I think, you know, it kind of –
It
depends on the team, too, man.
The personnel.
Yes. And Orlando they don't really have guys.
They have nobody.
Yeah, they
do. But neither did Chicago, man. They were like a 12-win team when they had him.
Yeah, I think they're
Wendell
trying.
Carter.
I think Orlando's trying to just develop Wendell Carter. I think Orlando's like, he's one of our guys. He's obviously a part of our rebuild. We have to develop him and make him into something. And I think the Bulls weren't on board with that. I think they're trying to get LaVine to where he needs to get.
Win.
And yeah, totally.
We need to win
so
more.
I think that, you know, a lot of that has to do with just the lack of shots that are available in Orlando, and I think a lot of them are going to Wendell Carter.
That's
so
fair. All right, dude. Okay, so like I said, I would not be surprised if Doc and the Sixers reach the Eastern Conference Finals or even come out of the East. Would you be surprised if the Clippers do? They just signed Boogie for the rest of the year.
I love that. I'm so pro Boogie. I'm glad to see him.
Did Boogie get a ring last year?
Yes.
Remember how I was saying 3 out of 5, meaning 60% of the Clippers guys have rings? Now, 4 out of 5, dude. Now it's 80% of their lineup that they trot out there will have championship rings. I'm not saying.
Except for who?
I'm
just PG?
Saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Yeah. So it'll be Rondo, who's technically considered their two. I guess
PG.
It would be PG.
Kawhi.
6'9", 2. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. Kawhi at the 3.
Serge and Boogie.
Serge at the 4 and Boogie at the 5. Yeah. PG's your only guy out there without a ring. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's the only thing that matters, but it's certainly... You probably won't lose in the second round or whatever because you underperform like crazy, because at least those guys know how to show up and when it matters in the most important game of the year. All those guys do, you know? They've all been the last guy standing before.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I think this Clippers thing has been kind of cool. I mean, Rondo has kind of figured everything out as far as setting all these guys up, but... I don't know, man.
They haven't like played yet with all their guys.
Yeah, I think
just like last year, they're not on the floor. Just like Brooklyn this year, they're not on the floor. Just like the Lakers, they're not on the floor.
I think a lot of
these teams are not on the floor together.
Yeah, I think a lot of these teams are being super cautious though down the stretch, because I think we have 8 games left. I think the last thing that anybody wants is someone like Utah for Donovan Mitchell to go down, or for CP to go down, or for any of these guys. So. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting these last 8 games, because these bottom of the conference teams are really going to have to grind it out and solidify their spots in the playoffs.
I think it's the same thing with the top of the conference teams. I don't think you can like take it easy right now. Like I think, like I said, Brooklyn and Philly is massive. Both those teams need that one seed.
Yeah, I agree.
In my opinion, both those teams need that one seed. I watched a Brooklyn and Phoenix Suns game last night. I sat there and watched every second of it. Brooklyn looked awesome. They have no Harden. They looked awesome. Kyrie dominated the whole game. KD, like I read you a stat line earlier, 33-7-4 or 5
right.
or whatever. It's like, dude, and it's just lethal. It's dead silent. It's in the dead of the night. Comes in like a thief in the night, puts a knife in your neck and leaves. See ya. 28 minutes, peace out. 33 points on 58% shooting. You know he's shooting 57% from the field this year? You know that LeBron, who goes to the rack all day, every day, probably the best driver in the history of the sport, shoots like a 53% every year, always, for his career. And KD is a jump shooter, and he's blowing LeBron's percentages
out of the water. Yeah, 57.
You realize KD's right now shooting his career high in terms of true efficiency, shooting percentage, and field goal percentage
from the floor.
This guy is lethal, bro.
Oh, yeah. But let me
you talked about it so much, but like, dude, I watched it last night in like Brooklyn. So it's a tie game. It's 81-81 with 8 minutes left in the third, I think. But regardless, it was 81-81 in the third quarter. I don't remember how many minutes are left. It's an 81-point game. I look at my phone. I'm sitting on NBA Twitter. I'm looking at Rob Perez and everybody. And then all of a sudden, I look back up, and it's like an 11-point Brooklyn lead. Kyrie... Without Harden, Kyrie's obviously his basketball IQ is very high.
Right.
Because like I think he knows where his strengths lie. So he's like, I'll play the 2 when Harden's here. And then when Harden's not here. Because like when Harden's there, Harden will have 14 dimes and Kyrie will have 1.
Well,
and last night, Kyrie had 10. And it was not
that
just...
That never happens.
It was not just the 10 dimes, but like, bro, they missed a bunch too. Just like we always say with like these guys who play like that, Luka, LeBron, like, dude, they could have 20 dimes.
Yeah, because they
these
just
guys
make shots.
Miss
yeah.
all game. Yeah, exactly. Like these guys missed a handful of wide open looks too. So, and the day before, KD goes for 28 and Kyrie goes for 34 on
Yeah, man, I think that the thing that we've all been waiting for Brooklyn is for these guys.
Kyrie, 34, 10 of 15, 5 of 6 from deep, 4 rebounds, 10 assists.
Yeah, it's insane.
And KD, 28 points on 2 of 3 from deep, 11 of 18, 5 boards, 4 assists.
Well, dude, it's always been.
Bro, what?
Our whole thing.
The two of them, they missed 12 shots.
Yeah, I mean, we know that these guys are capable of this. I mean, we've seen them do this in their careers multiple times. I mean, obviously everyone remembers LeBron and Kyrie doing 40 apiece.
Yeah, yeah. It's about if they can be there and do
that. If they can just commit.
Yes.
Can they can just buy into what they're trying to do?
But I mean, it's also been about their defense. We've had legitimate. It's not just if they can commit and buy in and not be heard and all that. It's also like there's legitimate concerns about their defense. And there's legitimate concerns about their depth and their bench. And, like, dude, they did just sign that Euro dude, Mike James. Yeah, you know anything awesome. About him?
Yeah, dude, he was in Phoenix for a little while on those garbage Booker Phoenix teams. He was signed to a 10-day. Yes. He played awesome for like the rest of the year. It's like a couple weeks they had him for.
The little guy gets buckets.
Yeah, he's nice. He's kind of got a little bit of IT syndrome where he's like a little guy that gets buckets. Yeah, but he's like, he doesn't really. He doesn't play defense. You're right. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a.
But he gets buckets, bro, and like he can put.
Right.
If you put him in with a bench unit, he can put the quarter. He can put the team on his back for a quarter.
He's like a little
he'll
speed
go get
guy.
You 17
yeah, yeah.
points in a quarter and yeah. be like, "All right, guys, go get back in there now."
Totally,
you
dude.
Know what I mean.
And Mike James, he's a good backup point guard, man. I mean, I don't know what you want.
Buckets.
Yeah, dude.
NBA 2K legend.
He's gonna come in there.
Mike James. Yeah. He's always available. Dog.
Yeah, yeah.
If you need an 11th guy in 2K, Mike James for years has had your back. Has had your back.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. It's gonna
be. You see his highlights the other day when he came in the Euro off the Euro and
the skyhook. Yeah, that dude. Crazy. Awesome.
And then the other skyhook off the glass.
Dude, he was like 24 game over in the Euro League.
Yeah,
I haven't seen clips of him all the time. He's mm-hmm. he's been awesome.
Same. I've known who he's been for a long time.
Yeah, dude. Mike James is awesome.
He's another guy who can put the ball in the hoop like when they're missing a guy. You
know
what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, we lost a guy. Oh, he's another guy who could step up and get you 16 points.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Dude, I mean, he's pretty good.
Jeff Green's been playing awesome. And, dude, I mean, I go back and forth on these guys because, like, I don't – it's like show
Yeah,
me,
if Dinwiddie comes back, though, show then me. We got a problem probably.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think we probably still have a problem, but I don't know. I really want to see Philly and Brooklyn. This series, dude, it wouldn't surprise me if like we've said over and over and over again on this podcast, Brooklyn will win in 5 or Philly will win in 7, you know?
Yeah, dude. Well, here you go. 3 days ago, everybody's forgetting about Spencer Dinwiddie. And 3 days ago, he said – because he partially tore his ACL in his right knee on December 27th.
Right.
He said it's realistic he can come back this year. He said that 3 days ago. So, I mean, hey, man, this Brooklyn thing, like, yeah, I don't know. We're just going to keep saying the same thing, I guess, until we see it. I could sit here and analyze their games. Either one of two things happens. They don't show up, and, like, they don't want to be there, or, like, they literally don't show up, and they're not there. They're injured or whatever. Or they kick the shit out of the other team, and they look
right.
like Superman, and they're
totally.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, they just pounded the number two team in the West. I mean, smoked them.
Crushed
him.
Close. It was close, man, for most of the game, and then they pulled away. Yeah, man, it's like savvy veteran champions. Like, come on. They just pulled away. They weren't about to let the Suns beat them. Nope. They just pulled away in the second half, and then the game was over. But it was, like I said, it was tied at 81. Anybody could have won that game. They just said no. KD is just lethal, man. And, like, Kyrie's looking for him all game. He's doing, like, the little old-school CP thing where he penetrates, gets into the lane, gets into the restricted area, dribbles back out, and throws like a little just flip out past the KD who's 16
nice.
Feet away.
Yeah,
it's just, a little jumper.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, bro. What did you think this was?
Yeah.
That's Kevin Durant. He's 14 feet from the hoop. There's nobody there. He's never going to. He might hit 95 out of 100 of those, dude. You have to. And, like, dude, if Kyrie can keep his head up while he's dribbling and remember who he's playing with, you have Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, he can do that too. And I think when Harden comes, like I said, Kyrie's IQ is high enough to know that, like, okay, I don't need to be in that role anymore. I need to be more of like a two guard, a traditional two guard. And I think, like, he can probably do that.
Dude, wouldn't it be wild if they just go in and smoke everybody and they just crush everybody?
Yeah,
and
it
they
would
go
be
and
so
win
annoying.
Yeah, because
it's
like,
so obvious.
Yeah. I know.
That's why it would suck.
But what if it, like, does this change the face of the league if these guys just don't play together? They sit out all year and then they come into the playoffs and
probably,
smoke everyone.
Probably. Yeah, why wouldn't it? Everyone would just be like, all right, I'll do that. Who's
Damn, that's wild.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just think, I mean, everyone's like, they don't play. They don't play together. They don't.
At what point does, like, a 24-year-old just go, I want to buy out? And they're like, what? What are you talking about? You're, like, one of our young. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to be here anymore. I won't play anymore. I'll just sit here. And then they're just like, what do you mean? He's like, I just want to go play in wherever, insert here. I'll just take $1 million this year because I'll get another max next year. Like Brandon Ingram. What about, like, what's stopping one of these young guys? Like, that's when everything changes right there.
Oh,
and you're
like,
this wrench has gone. Somebody threw a wrench into it a long time ago, and now it's so deep and so far in there, the whole thing's messed up. The whole system
is
so messed up.
Well, I think that at some point, I think the owners need to get some sort of
because they're able to do
back.
It with these veterans. And that's how Brooklyn was able to load this team, with all these buyout guys on
totally.
Top of the three superstars.
Yeah.
But, like, what's What happens when one of these young guys says that?
Well, dude, I think that the owners need to get more leverage.
Control.
Yeah, I think.
The CBA. Bro, dude, yeah, I was telling you, I was reading this CBA the other day. I told you. Dude, their collective bargaining agreement is negotiated so well. The players have all the power.
That's what I'm saying. And I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love the player power.
From a team and parody.
Fan perspective.
It's tough.
It's very. Well,
if Brooklyn wins, it's tough. If Brooklyn doesn't come in, it's dude. If what I'm predicting is right, and they lose in the second round or something like that, it'd be awesome. It'd be glorious because then that de-incentivizes people to do that. Then it incentivizes like, no man, you know what? If Brooklyn loses in the first or second round or third or whatever, and Utah or Phoenix wins, because that de-incentivizes doing that, and it incentivizes. Team basketball, old school, what we've been taught since we were little kids, man. You know, that would be the best case scenario.
It's not going to happen.
That would be the best case scenario for basketball fans, like to get the league the way you want.
LeBron's going to be like, I'm the best player in this conference. Stop. It's like, your little cute Bojan Bogdanovic in the corner there is going to shoot this wide open three. Let me give you 44, 10, and 14 and a loss.
It's tough, bro. And I'm going to fake drink the beer on the sideline. Remember that one in Toronto?
Oh, he picks a ball. How about when he brings the drink to Drake during the All-Star
game? Come on. It's like he's not even that was during the All-Star game. But, like, dude, he'll do it in playoff games. Like, he doesn't care. It's just so many levels.
How about the one underneath the rim where he goes, that's too easy?
Or how about, the other day, Kuzma he's getting a little bit of heat for saying, like, it doesn't matter what seed we're in. But in reality, he's just echoing the LeBron quote from a couple years ago when he's
totally.
Like, doesn't matter what seed I am. If I'm an 8 seed and I come into your building for a game 7, you're going to be like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Dude, because I remember when LeBron was kind of falling in the seeding there, and it was Indiana. When they played Indiana, and he has to come back and he gets the game winner from the top of the key.
Going left.
Off the inbound. After he blocks Oladipo's shot, the play before. Awesome, dude. Awesome.
Dude, so it seems like the media has sort of opened the door for like Embiid to be back in the MVP conversation.
I'm shutting this down.
What do you mean?
I'm shutting all the Embiid MVP talks down.
It's Jokic?
Yeah.
Just by default?
No.
Everybody's hurt?
No. Like, he's having an unbelievable year.
Yeah,
of course. Like, obviously, I mean, he's in the MVP race, so he's obviously having an unbelievable year.
Of course. But what I'm saying... It's rightfully, legitimately his.
Yeah. Three-point percentage, efficiency...
PER.
PER.
It's barely higher, but it's higher.
Lower usage rate for Jokic.
The dimes.
Dominating.
Yeah, lower
he's
usage.
He's dominating the league this year, man. That's fair. They keep winning. They don't have Jamal Murray.
More. I have more faith in him.
Totally. And I don't hate you for doing that, but Jokic is dominating,
man. Did you see Draymond talking about those two the other day?
No.
Draymond was sitting in the post-game presser, and they said, Draymond, put your analyst hat on. Give us some perspective what it's like to guard Joker and Embiid. And Draymond did an awesome breakdown about, like, Joker, first of all, they both are bigger than me. They both are taller than me and heavier. So it presents some challenges right there. But like, all right, so for Joker's case, like he doesn't feel that much taller than or that much bigger and stronger than you. You feel stronger than him. He's big. He's bigger than you, but you feel stronger than him. So you're like, all right, I'm going to use my strength. You try to use your strength, but he's got so much like weird floppy finesse. Like he just rolls off you. And then Draymond did it perfectly. Anybody watching here will be able to know it was perfect because I watched him do it so many times. He goes, a couple times he hit that right foot, right shoulder.
And
Draymond did it with the right foot, right shoulder. And I was like, oh, my God. He did it perfectly. He did. And I could see
doing it.
And Draymond's talking about he hit me with a couple of those. And then he talks about Embiid, and he talks about how, like, just dominant on the low post for the first time this year. Like, he's not playing. He's not, you know, soft. Like, he's the toughest one down there.
Period.
But it was awesome seeing Draymond break it down from, like, the analyst's perspective. Because, you know, Draymond will be doing that at some point.
It's going to be – he's been promoting himself for that TNT role. If you go on his Twitter, he's always tweeting about Candace Parker and D-Wade and stuff. He's out here campaigning for that final spot. But – yeah, man, I don't know.
You got Jokic for MVP.
Dude, it sucks, man, and I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry to to all the fans out here because it's like, dude,
I change it
every week.
I know, same.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. It can't be Embiid. That's like the thing I was saying that Broussard said. It can't be.
Historically, I'm settling here April 26th. I'm sitting down and Nikola Jokic.
All right, that's
MVP.
Fine. I'm fine with it.
And I'm not going to change it anymore. Yeah.
Hey, everybody else was either they couldn't win it for whatever reason or they were hurt or whatever. He's rightfully earned it. He's the next guy.
Yeah.
He went. Somebody had to go up and get that award, and I feel like, you know, he did. So, fair, you know, fair play to it. God bless him. Dude, speaking of these play-in games, man, I was thinking there's a chance we get a Steph and Dame playoff game.
Oh, yeah. That's possible. Yeah. Memphis can go in there and beat Portland. Portland's been kind of on a cold streak here. They don't really win games. They blow a lot of leads. Dame
yes,
didn't
they
really
blow
play.
So many second quarter or second half leads.
Yeah, Dame didn't really play that good last night. He took like 27 shots to score like 24 points or something. It was like, ugh. But I don't know, man. They gotta figure out a way to like make this work.
I feel like the Grizzlies probably finished the season ahead of Portland. Right now it's 7-8 Portland. Memphis?
Yeah, Dame.
Memphis is playing better.
Dame.
Memphis, they just got Jaren Jackson back.
Oh,
he's played great multiple games. They sat him the other night.
Ja Morant straight up last night. He straight up just made a mixtape.
Dude, Ja Morant is playing awesome all year. Like you said, he's shooting at the highest he's ever shot.
Oh, yeah.
College, pros. He's shooting the ball. His form, his stats, his jumper is just so nice. He hits everybody with the hezzy step back.
Yeah.
Dude, he's
it's
so
a
nice.
Jab. He'll do a hezzy jab.
He's so nice. And then obviously everybody knows he's attacking the rack. He's
just totally
wicked.
But Dame last night had 23 on 8 of 27. 23, 6, and 5 for Lillard on 4 of 10 from deep.
Dude, they're a half game up on Memphis. Memphis is playing better than them. Memphis is going to get that at least 7, if not 6.
And then Dame has to see Steph again.
because Dallas is only a game up on... So Memphis is a game and a half back of the 6th seed right now, man. And, like, did you see LeBron post the coming back thing? Coming to an arena near you.
Yeah, he's running the suicides or whatever.
So, I mean, the Lakers are in the 5 seed, so they'll probably be fine once LeBron gets back, and then the Nuggets are a couple games ahead of them. So like,
Luka's up to the 6th seed.
So I think 1 through 5 is set, but like 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are obviously – that's up for grabs,
dude.
Man. 6 is Dallas.
Dude.
They're a game up on – or they're a game up on Portland. Portland's only a half game up on Memphis. Memphis is a half game up on – or a game up on San Antonio.
Dude,
who's a half game up on –
dude,
like Golden State.
What if DeMar can drag this team to the playoffs?
6 through 10 is wide open.
Pop goes again.
It would be wild, man. But I also would not be that surprised because that's such a San Antonio move.
Yeah.
That would be such a San Antonio
move. Does DeMar do anything for you in free agency?
He'll get a nice contract.
Do you like him at all? Would you like him in Chicago or something?
Of course I do. He's an awesome player. I don't know. In terms of winning a championship, I don't know if he's your piece for winning a title.
He can be a max guy. Would you pay him a max on a championship team?
If he was my third guy, probably. Like, think of how cool he would be with LeBron and AD.
Yeah.
Or those are all guys, sort of mid-range guys. Think of how cool he'd be with Dame and CJ.
Or Luka.
Dame, CJ, and DeRozan would be cool, dude. You know, like there's pieces, there's places where he would be an awesome fit.
Yeah, man. I genuinely want to see him do well because he's kind of rode it out,
man.
And
he's
done
awesome.
The right thing,
yes,
in San Antonio.
Totally.
And he's dragging this team to the playoffs. He's
totally
averaging like 24, 25 a game. Yeah, man. Shout out to Martin Rosen. Shout out Pop. I mean, dragging this team to the playoffs by any means necessary. So
yeah, dude. I'm
Derek White and stuff. And yeah, awesome.
I'm totally with you. So what do you see? Who do you see? Call out your Western Conference here, 1 through 8. So like we said, we're pretty sure 1 through 5 is going to be at least close to that.
So I actually think 6 stays the same.
Lakers can move up.
I think 1 through 6 probably stays the same.
So you think Dallas holds on to 6, even though they're only a game up or a half game up on Portland?
Yeah, I think, yeah. So I think 1 through 6 stays the same. And I think 7 is going to be Memphis. 8 is going to be... I think 8's going to be Golden State. I think they're going to get that 8 spot.
Of course you do.
But no, in all...
You had Memphis where?
7.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. Memphis 7.
And I think Portland probably falls out.
Portland in the play-in and...
Is that outrageous?
San Antonio in the play-in? Was that the other one?
Yeah.
So it would be Portland and San Antonio at 9 and 10?
Yeah.
Whatever, however...
Is that outrageous?
No. No, I probably agree with that.
You got Dame falling out, huh?
I could see... They just, they're not playing well. Dame lost that guy's house, huh? Dame totally lost that guy's house. He said,
someone
say
go
less.
Check on that
someone
guy.
Someone go check that guy. You're right.
That's, the Portland area. Someone right. go find him.
Yeah, someone go find that guy. He said, huge, huge fan, win, lose, or draw. Or huge fan, whether I'm in the mansion or homeless. That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dame said, say less, bro. Yeah. He said, I need you guys to win 42 games or else I lose my house. I love you regardless. I'm a huge fan, whether I'm in the mansion or homeless. And Dame said, say less.
Yeah.
And then lost like like four out of the last seven.
Straight up, I got you, bro. You want to be on the streets?
Yeah, it's
leave
tough.
It to me, dog.
It's tough, man. It's tough. All right, yeah, I mean, that's probably cool. What about for East? Give me your prediction for the East, 1 through 8. What do you got here?
So I like Philly's back 2 games.
Damn.
Yeah, Brooklyn probably stays
at
1.
Well, it's a game and a half, technically.
Yeah, Brooklyn probably stays at 1. Philly probably stays at 2. Milwaukee probably stays at 3.
Ooh.
This gets hard.
The Knicks.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
It's basically like the next group of teams. Like, who do you think is the next best team?
So I got, probably the Knicks. I'm going to go Knicks.
Over like Boston and Miami. That's nice. Nice.
Knicks, Hawks, Heat.
Oh, I love it. The Knicks,
Hawks,
and
Heat.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Knicks, Hawks, Heat. Celtics, Hornets.
So what, you had Celtics at
Celtics,
8?
Wizards. No, Hornets. Hornets.
Hornets get in?
Yeah, it's an 8 seed.
And Celtics are 7.
Yeah.
So who was 9 and 10? Pacers and Wizards?
I'm insane if I tell everyone that the Celtics aren't going to make the playoffs.
Of course, but that's what you feel in your heart.
I genuinely believe that that may occur, but I'm not going to go out here and be like, hey, bro, You know,
it's so
all you Celtic fans, you guys are screwed, dog.
It's so disrespectful, dude.
That's not what I'm saying. So I don't know, man. I think Miami is going to figure it out. I think, I don't know, man. Hero kind of sucks.
No, so, well, he's been underperforming. Dude, that report I mentioned the other day, it came back out again. I saw it again. Another one,
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They are not liking the Tyler Hero, so, like, famous and just absolutely celebrity. They're like, this is too much, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, any team around the league will take him if you want to get off him, you know? If you want to get off that.
Has there been, like, a little bit of regression from Duncan Robinson? You remember how nice
no,
he was?
No, did you see him the other night? No, I think he's, like.
He's streaky.
A little bit more than we thought he was.
Yeah. More streaky?
Than we thought he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's
not
streaky. He's not like JR. Right? But, no, he's more knockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. But, yeah, dude, he has.
Dude, he was hitting like 8-3 games
the other
in
night,
the finals.
Wasn't it against the Bulls the other night? He had, what, 10 threes?
Yeah. He hit a shot in Kobe White's face the other day. He's like talking crap
he
to him.
He had 8
like,
threes
oh
or
my
something.
God.
Yeah. All right, dude. Yeah, I mean, we got some cool games tonight. We'll have a bunch of interesting ones coming up because now it's all heating up, right? Because it all matters for a playoff.
Yeah, absolutely,
season.
Man. And it's up to Miami to buy in, and it's up to all these teams to kind of figure it out. Boston, bad loss. I know I said this earlier in the pod. Dude, bad loss. Bad
totally.
Loss.
Yep.
This is my problem, with Tatum. Is it's like, dude, he's so inconsistent. Everyone talks about, Jason Tatum. Yeah. Jason Tatum's 22. Jason Tatum is one
he's
of
been
the best.
22
yeah,
for
forever, bro. He's 19. Like, I get it, bro. I get it. Yeah. But it's like 17, 10, and 4 against the Hornets without LaMelo Ball and a loss. Dog. Stop.
Ooh, tell him how you feel. Tell him how you
feel. Bro. I can't do this anymore. How about, bro? I remember Tatum's like second year. I was straight up saying Kuz had was better than Jason Tatum.
Yes,
yeah,
you
Kuz
were.
Was
you
like
were.
22 a game. I was like, stop it. Tatum's never scored 30 in a game, bro.
Oh, these are hot takes. Flying left and right on the step back.
Jalen Brown is the best player on the Boston Celtics.
Love Jalen Brown. But no, I'm not out on Tatum like you are. But you think
I'm not
highly
out. Obviously,
overrated,
Jason
though,
Tatum, he's so overrated.
Ooh.
He's so overrated.
Ooh.
Jason Tatum is way
it's
overrated.
Spicy.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. He's so overrated, man. I mean, it's cool. But like, dude, come on. He's your franchise guy. You're Danny Ainge. You're like, all right, we got Charlotte tonight. It's a big game.
I mean,
we're
yeah.
the sixth seed.
Dude, they
I have Jalen
Brown.
I
say it about every team. They need a point.
Yeah.
They need like a real point guard.
Yeah, but hear me out. So you're like, dude, I got Jalen Brown, Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum. We're playing Charlotte on the road. They have no LaMelo. We're out here. We need that win.
I should be able to go bet Tatum for over 30 points.
Yeah, bro. And how about the fact they need 50 out of Tatum to beat Minnesota in overtime? Stop.
Oh, man.
Stop.
Oh,
yeah, stop, bro. Crazy. Yeah, stop. Yeah. Stop with all this. Jason Tatum is like a top three player in the East. Stop. That's disrespectful to me, to all basketball fans around the world.
Oh,
bro.
No.
Oh. Yeah, bro. Yeah. That's where I'm sitting with Jason Tatum.
Wow.
Win some more games, dog. Go out and win me some games.
Oh, man.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like the I feel the animosity. Yeah. I feel the hate coming.
Yeah, but you flying. Am I wrong?
I mean, it's tough. It's like, isn't he averaging like career high in PER? He's like 27. His PER is like 27.
Yeah, but they're like six seed.
I'm going to look it up. Jason Tatum PER. Let's see what it is.
Yeah, man.
No, not points per game.
Yeah, dude.
Player efficiency rating.
Because it's like, dude, I need you to like win me some games here, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you mean, but he's not overrated. He might be overrated based on like where people rate him. Would you say top three in the East? Yeah, it's probably not right.
I probably wouldn't even go top five in the East.
His PER right now is 20, bro. It went way down since we talked about it last. Talked about it last, it was 27.
Yeah.
Now he's all the way down to 39th in the league.
That's what I'm saying. He's not even a top 35 player in the league.
He was top 10. Well,
according
that's
to efficiency.
PER.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, bro. Wow. Robert Williams is eighth, though. So
how about
relax
this?
On
how
that.
About this?
Time Lord.
I'm looking at the camera for this one.
Oh, my God. This guy.
The Boston Celtics don't make the playoffs this year. You heard it here first. Step Back Podcast.
Yeah, it's your honest prediction. They don't make
it. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't.
Oh, my God.
If they keep slipping.
Stevens is getting, like, college offers.
Dude, yeah, bro. He's like, no.
The whole thing's falling apart in Boston.
Indiana's calling Brad
Stevens. They need IT back. It's what held it all together.
Yeah. Indiana's calling Brad Stevens. He's like, no, I coach the Celtics.
He's like, you realize I'm literally the coach of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, yeah. You want me to coach at Indiana? Stop.
What?
Yeah, click.
Yeah, see ya. All right, dude. Cool. Let's go watch some of these games. You got anything else you want to say here?
Yeah, all Hoop fans, go follow us on Instagram, Twitter, buy our merch.
Nice.
Step Back Pod, get my face on your shirt.
Nice.
That's what you
want.
Yeah,
dude, we got some new merch coming soon, too, I think in the next couple weeks here. So,
yeah, nice.
And then, like I said, all you guys, stay tuned because we're always getting more stuff and upping the production value. Like I said, we got a big sign coming. We got all sorts of new stuff.
Sponsors!
New merch. Yeah, we got all sorts of sponsors coming up, so... all sorts of products we'll be peddling you guys. So make sure you follow along Step Back Pod on Twitter, Step Back Podcast on Instagram. You follow me at I am Kyle Coleman on everything. What's yours?
I am Pat Sabolka on Twitter and Instagram.
Nice. All right, man. Until next time.
Yeah, peace out.